This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
This is Missing Alyssa, a podcast documentary series about the unsolved disappearance of Alyssa Turney, a teenage girl from Phoenix, Arizona. Alyssa has been missing since 2001. Hi, my name is Ottavia Zappala, and this is update episode number 5 of Missing Alyssa. Those of you who follow my social media may already know that I recently spoke with Michael Turney. Back when I started researching the case, I had sent him a letter requesting an interview in prison. He never replied. Later, as I found out so much about him through my research, quite honestly, I felt like I didn't want to speak with him anymore. When he was released from prison in March 2017, I kept contemplating whether or not I should try calling him. I sat on this decision for a year. I hesitated, mainly out of fear. I had heard that he hadn't listened to the podcast and thought it would be best not to get on the radar of this vindictive man. I thought it would be best to let the sleeping dog lie. But one day, I picked up the phone and decided to give it a shot. My heart was pounding. There were 3 likely scenarios. 1, he wouldn't pick up the phone. 2, if he does pick up, he'll refuse to speak to me or hang up the phone. 3, if he does agree to speak with me, we will set up an interview for a future date, perhaps in person. Instead, what happened caught me off guard. He did pick up, and he said that he didn't want to speak with me. However, he proceeded to talk with me anyway. At that point, I knew that I had to seize the opportunity, because he would probably refuse to set up a formal interview. The only problem is that I didn't have my questions ready, so I had to improvise. We ended up talking for 1.5 hours. I edited this conversation as little as possible, only removing some irrelevant details, mainly because he said he was certain I was going to twist his words and make him look bad. Keep in mind that the conversation is confusing because it jumps from one topic to another. Some of the things he references have to do with events and conspiracy theories I have explained in episodes 3 and 4, which you might not remember. Also, when I re-listened to the interview, I realized I didn't quite come across as assertive as I thought, partly because I wasn't prepared, but also because he would constantly talk over me. Finally, I didn't want to risk him hanging up on me. Here it goes.
Hello?
Hi, I'm Mr. Turney.
Yes.
My name is Ottavia Zappala, and I made a documentary series about the disappearance of your daughter.
Did you write me a letter?
I did.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Okay, so you remember. That's great.
Your letter came at the same time the Phoenix PD did.
Oh, okay. They wrote you?
Oh, yeah. They tried to get me in trouble at prison. And I've already made a deal with one of my sons to keep our name because he has the same name as me, just so I don't do interviews.
You don't want to do an interview?
No, I mean, if I thought it would be some kind of benefit and stuff. I met with my daughter, and I'm totally shocked. I don't know what to say about it. It explains a lot of things that I didn't understand. But I can tell you, did she ever give you a copy of this, whatever it was, 6-page letter I wrote to ABC and the Phoenix Police Department?
Yeah, actually, I have written all of the records, thousands and thousands of pages, so that too.
Well, I mean, I appreciate your efforts and things. But for me to add something in and have somebody start slicing and dicing it and moving it around and shifting it, I don't want to do that again. Okay?
Okay.
It's just too difficult because, you know, everybody's got to twist it around. They got their mindset on one thing, and that's it. They don't want to hear the rest of it. They don't care.
Right. So. I was really, you know, I read so much about the case, and I was really trying to see everything from everyone's perspective and trying to keep an open mind. And, you know, I've read all of your statements that you've made and, you know, even even your trial transcripts. And so I feel like I know you.
if you really want to see something, you really want to do something about it, you look at the construction of the Palo Verde nuclear power plant. Go look at what happened. I think it was 78 or 79. Are you familiar with what happened at Local 640?
Local 640 is the IBEW, or International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers. Specifically, the building he was allegedly planning on blowing up. He makes many references to the IBEW throughout this conversation.
Are you aware of what happened down there that year?
You mean in regard to you?
I was the union steward when the business manager, Glenn Ross, shot a vice president from the International, Ray Duke. Go look that up for a while. Get some information. And go look up Arthur Collier. Maybe it'll broaden you some on some information.
Okay, sure, but...
This is a lot deeper that nobody knows it because people don't care. The government ain't going to look at it. Nobody wants to. It's all about stepfathers always molest and murder their daughters. I mean, it's the most insane thing I've ever seen in my life. You know what's more shocking? Is to have this bullcrap convince my youngest daughter, who was there, there every day, to say what she said to me the other day. It's just, I mean, it's unbelievable. Anyway, I don't want to get into this because it's not going to be productive for me or my son who has the same name. It's just going to be more bullcrap pushed out. I mean, I met with my daughter and talked to her briefly. That's not what I said. I get that stuff back. It's not even what we even talked about.
Do you know she collaborated with me for the podcast?
Well, yeah, that's what I understand. I'm not going to go listen to it. I don't need to. That's just as much as somebody telling me when I was a deputy sheriff who did a hostage situation when I heard it on the news and heard you talk about it and everything. I said, dude, that's not even close. I was there. I was right in the middle of it. I got the two kids out of the house. But the news media and these all these people went around saying that they had the deputy sheriff. That's not what happened. I don't need to go through this again. Okay?
Okay.
I mean, the records are sitting there. You know? I'm just saying, if you want to know the background of how serious and ugly things got in reference to my conflict with that union, go look at that.
But what does that have to do with Alyssa?
What does it have to do with Alyssa? Damn fine, though. What does it have to do with the fact that every stepfather supposedly molests their daughters?
But why are you telling me to go look up these records if they don't pertain to Alyssa? Because really, that's all I care about.
No, you don't care about that. You care about breaking the story and having it come up and finish it up that it turned out to be the stepfather. That's all you care about. I've listened to this shit. I've listened to all this stuff. Phoenix PD come up with their crap. Oh, the cop, man. That's one of the worst investigations I've ever seen. These people had everything right from the get-go, and they didn't want it. They didn't want to listen. Did Sarah tell you anything about our house being a guy trying to break into her house before Alyssa ran away?
He's talking about an alleged attempted break-in of their home. I'm guessing he's implying there's a connection between that event, the IBEW, and Alyssa disappearing.
That happens a lot. I mean, my house was broken into twice.
Okay. Well, there you go. See, you already got it figured out. No, thanks. I appreciate, you know, if you're bringing, as long as you guys are bringing some kind of attention, even though it makes me look like some kind of a scumbag, you know, you're accomplished something that maybe somebody will see something somewhere. That's all that matters to me. You know, because the rest of it goes concerned. If I was that deeply concerned about it, I'd go into federal court and I would teach you guys a really good lesson. A lot of the crap, especially those two cops lied about. Those cops lied all over the place. That's why they're not any longer on the case. Did you find that out?
Yes, but that's because they dissolved the cold case unit.
Oh, just what a coincidence. Gee, after they sent me a nice long letter, all that kind of stuff.
Were they asking for an interview? Is that why they sent you a letter?
Oh, no, they wanted to come all the way to Pennsylvania. They just knew I was hiding more stuff. You don't know anything about police work. You don't know anything about affidavits. You don't have a clue about how much they lied on it to get a search warrant. To search a house that my daughter never lived in. Now, that makes a lot of sense. Anybody who ever wore a badge that ever got a search warrant or served a search warrant know that that don't even hold water along by itself. And the rest of the bullshit, the whole lies, every damn bit of it. So he dissolved the whole unit, huh? What a miracle. What timing could that be? Whoa. I don't buy any of that. I think PhD's trying to cover their butt.
I assume he's saying they removed Detective Summershoe and Anderson from the case because he threatened to sue Phoenix PD.
I don't want to ramble on this stuff because all it does is get me upset. It doesn't accomplish anything.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you talking to me. How have you been? How have you been doing since you were released? I mean, it's been a long time.
I don't know. Trying to get something back together. Just spend a little time with my grandchildren. That's all I care about. You know, I went to go see my daughter, hoping maybe she, you know, wondering why she didn't talk to me the last 8 months or whatever it was. I pieced it all together. It really doesn't matter. You know, I like and love her from a distance as much as I can up close. Maybe she's running off her own brothers and everything else because she's, you know, she's on the wrong trail. So are you. You're just not going to get to the stuff that really is, you know, you don't have any clue about the understanding of a project that cost $9 billion. When you get people like Arthur Coyier, go look him up, C-O-I-A. He's still on the internet. You ain't got a clue how nasty that stuff can get. The Phoenix PD knew all this. They took the reports. Did he tell you that? Oh, there wasn't. We don't have any record of it. Christ, they even tapped her phone for criminy sakes several times. Why do that? They lied. There was a lot of reports about the IBW and what they did to me.
So you think you're still of the opinion that they took Alyssa to punish you?
I don't have a clue what they did, ma'am. I'm not in the mind reading 102 or 101 or whatever the hell you want to call it. What I do know is what I was involved in, and it got really, really ugly. When you can walk up and get a man fired 3 weeks before his wife died from a United States government job after he received a high performance review and promotion, you got a lot of pull. And it don't get any cheaper than that. And I won. Did it tell you that? I won with retaliation for whistleblowing against the Department of Energy and the Federal Labor Relations Board issued citations because the IBW wasn't supposed to do what they did to me 3 weeks before Sarah's mother died. Have you heard those stories every day, too?
I've heard what you have said about them, yeah. I've read what you have said about them.
Yeah. Well,
but why is everyone after you?
What's that?
I said, why is everyone after you?
Not everyone is after me. Who thinks I'm sitting right here and nobody's after me? No, anyway, you're not looking for that. You're looking for something else. I've seen what my daughter said. She's not even they got her convinced. You know, I don't. What am I going to do about it? I cannot stop rumors anyone moves in life. I used to try. Not even worth it. I loved Alyssa. It was not sexual obsession. It was because this damn state had the highest record of kicking out and arresting children with learning disabilities.
But
did you ever confirm that she had an IEP at a 504? Did you confirm that or not?
I'm sorry, say that again.
You know what an IEP is in a 504?
No.
I didn't think so. That is when they evaluate the children and they set up what's called an individual education program because they have shown to have a learning disability. Did anybody tell you that Alyssa was tutored since the first grade? And we paid for a tutor?
Yes. I mean, I've heard you say that. But, I mean, you weren't able to provide.
Take all this stuff. I mean, the point of it is that, I mean, I'm giving you an interview and I really shouldn't do this because this crap's going to come out on the iPod. Or what do they call it, podcast or something. If it gets back to my son, probably won't get to see my grandchildren.
But
every time my name is mentioned, he gets upset, and I don't blame him.
Why didn't you provide those records of examination?
Why what?
Where you said that Alyssa was proven to have a learning disability, but you didn't have those records stating that. Did you?
I sure as hell did, ma'am. A very extensive file.
Did you
ever read the search warrant, what they were looking for?
In evidence of a murder.
No, what they wanted was all documents and tape recordings and anything between me and the Phoenix PD me and the National Center for Missing Spoiled Children, and all other law enforcement.
I think he's saying law enforcement raided his house not to find evidence pertaining to Alyssa, but because they wanted to destroy any evidence of wrongdoing on their part. In other words, a cover-up.
Why would they need mine? They got their own.
Are you saying that's what it said on the search warrant?
I know what it said on the search warrant. I got a copy of it. I've heard people call me a liar. You want to see it? Go down and talk to your friend, the cops, the two lying bastards, and ask them. The only thing I had to prove with me, did they tell you that they broke the recording of when they were raiding my house? Gee, what a coincidence that is. Did he tell you I was talking to the FBI 2 days before they did that crap? No, I didn't come out, did it? FBI didn't want to get involved. I'd go to anybody who would help me look for my daughter, and I sent them pictures of her jewelry and other things that the Phoenix PD never asked for.
Right, they didn't think anything of it at the time. But tell me something, like she had asked you, Alyssa had asked you to pick her up early from school because she wanted to break up with John and was trying to avoid him, is that right?
Well, that's what she said to me. I don't really know. I've heard this other bullshit story he told and everything else. Hell, I know. She gave me his necklace. And said, would you give it to him, Dad? And I said, no, you go give it to him. I'll be there. I know you're afraid of him, but he's not going to hurt you.
But, I mean,
I'm not going to let him.
If she was planning on running away from school, don't you think that she wouldn't have called her father to pick her up? And also, I mean, she didn't need to, I mean, if she was trying to avoid him, I mean, she knew she was running away, so she really didn't need to, you know, ask you to pick her up.
Were you there?
No, I'm asking, just from the logical point of view, it doesn't make sense.
Oh, baby, that's not logical. Jesus criminy. Well, you guys come up with this shit. You weren't there. Sarah was there.
You said that. You said that she asked you to pick her up early because she wanted to break up with John and wanted to avoid him. But if
no,
she wanted to run away, that, you know, she wouldn't have asked you to pick her up. She would have run away.
Oh, of course she wouldn't have done that. Oh, definitely she wouldn't have done that. How do you know this? What do you pull this stuff up? What do you guys come up with this crap?
Mr.
Taylor, you weren't there.
I read all the records. This is what you
Oh, wow. Read. You read the records of what? The Phoenix PD? There's a real bunch of truth.
I have read your statement to ABC News as well.
Never mind. You know, listen, I apologize. I don't want to get in an argument with you. I shouldn't even give you the interview. I should have just said no, because this is going nowhere. Your mind is set. You're trying to get, oh, he's going to flip up and say something different again.
No,
you weren't there. None of you guys were there. My own daughter didn't even know what the hell was going on because she didn't give a shit. You ought to try and deal with this damn state when you got a learning disabled child. And the Phoenix PD didn't even go to see Diane Boardman, who was her third grade teacher who set those things up, the IEP.
The woman that
She's
you had a relationship with?
Yes, the one that we had an affair, yes. And they wanted to cover because you know what her husband is?
Sorry, Mr. Attorney, do you know what that woman, Mrs. Boardman, told police?
I don't have a clue what Ms. Boardman said. All I know is she lied to me, and I said, that's it, we're done.
She said that when Alyssa was 9 years old, she said that Alyssa told Ms. Boardman that she was having sex with you. And that Ms. Boardman, Boardman told police this many years later. Why do you think
it's Because it's absolutely asinine. Alyssa thought she was having sex with a kid. A little boy kissed her, and she thought she had sex. You don't understand anything at all about Alyssa. And I goddamn guarantee you she didn't say that to Mrs. Boardman.
Oh, that's what she said.
Yeah, I'm sure she did. You bet she did. I'm quite sure she did. Who gives a shit? She's a liar. I mean, you know, this is all bullshit.
So what about all the people...
Did you go talk to CPS? Did you go talk to CPS?
Did I reach out to CPS?
Yes.
I have all the correspondence between them.
There you go. What did they find? I mean, they spent an hour with Alyssa alone and an hour with Sarah alone. Did they find anything? You keep, I mean, this congestion, this bullshit, and all of a sudden a teacher Did you know that by her not saying that she should be fired and lose her retirement? They are mandated by law, if they hear of any kind of conduct, like if from any child, they're supposed to report that. Not just let them handle it themselves. They're supposed to say something. And you think that all of a sudden now she's going to say, oh, that's what Alyssa said to me? Oh, come on, man. Where do you guys come up with this bull crap?
I didn't.
You need to find out what each person... I don't give a shit what she said. I mean, this is a woman that had an affair and lied to me and wanted to come back and make up with her husband on this thing. Because I told her, look, you told me you were divorced. Now you're not. Good God, her family's been tampering and all sorts of kind of stuff. I feel like a fool talking to this man. You know, this is done with. I don't even want you around my family.
You had an affair, too.
Oh, yeah, you're damn right I was. You bet I was. Oh, yeah. I mean, see, there you go. It's my fault we had the affair. Absolutely.
No, I'm just saying that's not a reason to say someone, you know, is a bad person. That's all I'm saying.
Whatever. You know, you guys keep grabbing at this stuff. You know, who knows? Maybe you get the city of Phoenix who would love to indict me if they could, because I'm not Mr. Popular with them and never have been.
But what about what about all the people that said Alyssa was very smart?
You know, all I know, ma'am, is that she was tested by Deer Valley School District or whoever it was in the state of Arizona. They came back to me and said she had learning disabilities in English and math. All I know is she couldn't do her ABCs. She couldn't do the rest. That's all I know. The rest of the stuff, I can't read Alyssa's mind. Can you?
No, but just so many people have said that she was smart and clever and, you know, just normal, just a normal girl.
You know what? There's people that say you can fly to the moon, man. Do you buy that, too? So you guys don't even have the facts. Did you go look up the lawsuit I had against Deer Valley School District?
Yeah, I did.
Did you find out what they did?
No. Well, I found out what you said they did.
Oh, you found out what I said they did. So, of course, I'm being a liar. That can't be the fact of the truth. Look, I'm sorry. I need to close this off because, you know, you're getting me riled up because you don't know what you're talking about. You weren't there. You don't even have the documents that are right there with your school record. And they put her in special classes. You know, none of this stuff means anybody because, like I said, nobody cared. And Alyssa was too embarrassed, and her friends didn't believe that she had a learning disability. But they didn't help her with her homework every night. Sarah helped her. Did she tell you that? I helped Alyssa with her homework every damn night.
Did you like any of Alyssa's friends?
Did I like her friends? Oh, yeah, that's right. You mean like the one that was teaching Alyssa how to shoplift? She got busted for burglary because she took her backpack and loaded it up, and I found Alyssa with a bunch of stolen crap, and we went back down to Albertson and gave it up. Is that in the report?
Yes, but also Clarity, and I don't remember the name.
How about
of
Clarity? Is that her name, Clarity? Okay, did she tell me that her family stuff was doing mess, and they gave it to Alyssa, and Alyssa went and freaked out?
No, she absolutely
they forgot to tell you about that.
No.
I banned both those girls from the house.
Mr. Attorney, I actually asked her about that. I asked her if her family did drugs, and she said absolutely not.
There you go. See, there you go. And they're not the ones being falsely accused of something on national news, so they're going to tell the truth, right? There you go. That's it. Oh, man, you got to tell you what. Go back from the beginning and get some real information about what's going on. Go back and get the letters from Bill Goodling and the ones from Congressman Bob Stump. Maybe you'll get a better understanding.
That would be a huge time commitment to that, but I don't see how it would relate. And I asked you how it relates, but you can't give me an explanation either. So I just don't see why I would look at those documents.
You know, if I were to come up to you and I went around, I'll guarantee you, I used to be an investigator. I bet you I'd go around your neighbors and have them say some horrible things about you just because they don't like you. I could build a case against you and make you look like the worst person on the planet. And I'll guarantee you, if you didn't run and go and get a lawyer, you'd do everything you could to defend yourself. I don't need to defend myself. I was there. I know what happened. And all the rest of you people, your conjectures and your wild stuff, and listen to these two kids that I banned from the house, moved to another school district in part because of them, and because Deer Valley was harassing Alyssa and Sarah. I said, that's enough. You people are just amazing. And then you're sitting there telling me her friends say she's real smart. There you go. See, there, that's a good thing. That means that the state of Arizona, who gave these tests, lied. All so that these two girls or these kids could come up and say how smart Alyssa was. You don't even have your facts straight. That IEP in 504 by that woman who just told you Alyssa confessed at 9 years of age of having sex with me? Jesus Christ. She tells you she wasn't, didn't need an IEP? That means she lied, and that means the state lied to everybody else to set Alyssa up in the special education program. Damn, that's a big conspiracy, don't you think? Get your facts straight, ma'am. You know, I appreciate what you're doing, bringing attention to Alyssa. Keep talking about it. I don't care if you call me the biggest piece of shit on the planet. Keep calling me as long as that. Maybe something will happen. But all I can say to you people, like I told Sarah, people have waited a lot longer for a loved one to reappear. If she walks in the door, what are you going to say then? Are you going to call me back up and apologize, ma'am? I doubt it very seriously. I doubt it very seriously.
Oh, no, I would.
Oh, bullshit. I wouldn't hear hide and hair from your ass. That's the way you people always are, because you're a reporter. No, you're not. I mean, reporters don't even talk the way you're talking. You're taking wild guesses and steps and everything else.
Did you know that Alyssa was actually expected at a party the night that she disappeared, a party with her friends?
Remember when Alyssa's friend Jessica told me that she and Alyssa were planning to go to a party the night she disappeared? And I thought that maybe that was the reason Alyssa argued with her stepfather that day after school.
She didn't mention it to me. That's a long time ago. I don't know. I don't remember. She. I remember saying nothing to me. All I know is we were talking about she wanted to go do like Katie and Charity and all this stuff. She wanted to have some girlfriend to get herself pregnant and all. I kept saying, Alyssa, listen, one more year. She wanted tattoos. She wanted to do all these other things. Thought she should be able to go out and she wanted to go live with somebody. She could go do it and all this stuff. And I said, not yet, darling. You're not 18. We had to ask what those discussions were about. The same crap that every parent goes through with everything.
But all of it. Said that she did the same things as Alyssa or even worse, and that you didn't seem to care about what she did.
What's that?
Sarah has told me that she did things that were equally as bad as Alyssa or worse, but that you didn't care about what she did.
I don't know what Sarah told you, darling, but listen to me real close to me. I took my children and raised them according to the fact of their ability. Sarah made really good decisions, ma'am. She didn't need to be scrutinized really close. Alyssa made a lot of dumb decisions.
Does. That's not what she
I don't care what she says. I was there. Sarah didn't even...
Mr. Attorney, Sarah
she went down with
school. She skipped school like every other day and eventually dropped out. She also, you know, she did a lot of things, you know, drugs as well. She drank as well. But, you know, she said that you weren't concerned about that.
You know,
did she not skip school all the time?
Skip school?
Yeah.
No, I drove Sarah to and from school until she decided, she said, Dad, I can't handle this anymore. She flunked biology or something. But she gave me a promise that if I would let her quit, that she would go on to college. And she did. Did she get a four-year degree or not?
I believe so. I don't know.
Yeah, she got a four-year degree.
Okay.
You weren't there. Sarah never came in drunk. Sarah never came in all doped up. None of that kind of stuff. Sarah went down with her two best friends. And they've all got tattoos, but Sarah didn't get them because Sarah had good judgment. She didn't need to be scrutinized.
She
felt neglected. She felt neglected.
She said she skipped school all the time and that you actually knew about it, but you didn't. You weren't concerned.
So does that give me a black mark for being a horrible parent?
No, it's just you were more concerned about one child than the other.
After Alyssa ran away, I can tell you this much. When Sarah almost ran away and I had to go get the cops to go get her and bring her brothers and them down to get her out of that house, I cannot tell you how much she scared the living hell out of me. You understand that? Now, you wouldn't know until you had a child run away and then what it feels like to have the next one think like it's going to run away. There ain't nothing scarier than that, man. I've been through a lot. I let Sarah get away because I spoiled the hell out of her, just like her brothers say that I did. And that's absolutely true because I was scared to death she was going to run away, just like her sister did. you should really look up a letter. It should be in the file, unless the Phoenix PD destroyed it. It's dated. No, I'm trying to give you something to follow up on so you get a little more broad on this, Avery. You don't even know about the IP in 5-4, huh?
Which letter are you referring to that I should look up?
I'm talking about the one that says Congress of the United States, House of Representatives, Washington, D.C., October the 16th, 1996. Okay?
Okay.
It's addressed to...
I have to ask you again how this relates to, Alyssa.
How this relates to Alyssa.
Yes, how does it...
Never mind. Look, I've given you more than I should. You're going to take stuff and whatever I've said, you're going to twist it around anyway. So listen, you need to seriously... I mean, seriously, if you want to be a reporter and get the full picture, man, you need to go back to 1978, 1979, and look what happened to Local 640. You need to look up Arthur Collier. You need to look at what happened to the retirement fund.
But why would I look at those things? Can you tell me why?
Why would you look at those things?
Yes.
Maybe you might get a little better picture as to why the IBEW didn't like my butt, why they shot at our house, why they set my cars on fire, why they attacked me, why they threatened my family. Maybe you'd get a better picture if you understood that, but you don't care about that. You're walking around and talking to a bunch of little doping kids that got busted for stealing. They were teaching Alyssa how to shoplift and giving Alyssa dope and telling you, oh, gee, here she is. She's over walking on water because these little kids don't lie. I went over and talked to these kids as parents and told them, listen, I don't care what you do with your kid, but I made a promise to their mother as she was dying, and I'm going to keep it. I'm going to get these two girls through school. She only cared if I got them through high school, ma'am. That's the exact truth. And I keep my word. Okay? You just don't have a full picture because you're wandering around in the dark listening to rumors, innuendos, and lies.
But
because everybody's just so convinced and they don't have...
I'm asking you how these events, and letters and documents that you're referring to relate to Alyssa.
Oh, tell you what, you go and try and figure it out somewhere. You keep wandering around in the dark. Maybe one day you'll get the answer you're looking for.
Why would you want to tell me how it relates to Alyssa?
Because you don't have... I can't talk to you about cars, man, because you don't know nothing about them. How to fix a car. I can't tell you how to tune a guitar because I don't... Do you play the guitar? You don't know what was going on because you weren't there. You got a painted picture with stepfather molests and murdered daughter, MTV, CNN, and those two Phoenix cops. That's all you got because you're not a good enough reporter to go back and look at all of it. That's what your problem is. You don't even look at what I did as a deputy sheriff. You don't have a clue of what I stuck my neck out for something. I was so stupid not to understand. I should have stayed out of it. You figure it out. Believe me, there was more time spent covering up crap than there was looking for my daughter. You don't think the Phoenix PD knew that I had a problem with those sons of bitches? You don't think they knew that? Sit or lie about this crap. We don't even have any records of any conflict between him and the union. Jesus Christ. They took the damn reports. Yeah, whatever. This is not going to accomplish anything. Just don't, I tell you, don't lie too much. Don't tie. If I get a call back from my son and I catch you guys printing false stuff, you may get an opportunity to explain all this because I'm really, really to the point that, you're calling me and I'm nice enough to tell you where you need to start looking to get a better picture before you start come up with these assumptions. I mean, something is ridiculous. At 9 years old, Alyssa said she had sex. My God. You don't know anything at all about teachers.
Mr. Kearney, you said that, what were you referring to? That you said that if you got angry, were you threatening me?
I'm telling you, if I get something feeding back, I'm not threatening, I'm telling you that I have a right under the Constitution of the United States if somebody continues to print false stuff about me through innuendos and lies, I have a right to recover if it causes me any damage. You understand that part?
You mean through lawsuit?
Yes, ma'am. That's exactly what I mean. Okay? Because you're telling me stuff that is just wild conjecture, it's innuendos, and it's lies about a bunch of people that didn't even have a clue. They didn't even know that Alyssa had a learning disability.
But this is things that many, many people have said. I am not making any of it up. I'm just repeating it.
You know,
I'm just repeating the statements of dozens of people. None of this
I remember a guy one time telling me that thing. That was his excuse for yelling fire. That got people seriously injured because he heard somebody else yell fire. So he started yelling fire. Maybe you want to look around to see if there's any smoke and place before you start screaming fire. I'm just telling you, I know what you're after. I know what you're looking for, but it's not there. And to sit back and keep explaining myself to a bunch of people that don't know their ass from a hole in the ground, that don't have the facts. You just told me. But her friends said she was smart. Then why in the hell would the state test her and set up an IEP, especially Mrs. Boardman, in a 504? Why would they do that?
You requested it.
Mrs. Boardman requested it. Not me. She was her teacher.
Did you tell Mrs. Boardman that you wanted to do that? Is that why she requested it?
Mrs. Boardman at a meet teachers conference told me that Alyssa could not pass her test. She couldn't accomplish the tasks of schoolwork, but yet she was a good student. That's what she told me.
Was she on medication for ADD?
No, I wouldn't let her take it because that's not what she. That most of that stuff is for ADHD.
Yeah.
Alyssa just simply could not retain. What they said, I don't know what it is. It has something to do with the front brains, what the doctors told. She had ADD is what I was told. I don't know. I had a son that was hyper. He took Siler. Of course, they didn't tell you that Alyssa broke in and ate all the prescriptions about my oldest son, Siler, did they? Oh, wow, we missed that part, huh?
No, I read that you said it. I've read that.
And they took Alyssa from us. We had to go down and get her back from Child Protective Service because the Phoenix PD ran in there because I went in being a jerk like I was, and PDR said if we don't pump her stomach, that she could literally go into cardiac arrest. So I made the hospital pump her stomach. She took the whole damn bottle because they tasted like candy. That ain't the first time Alyssa took drugs. Her little friends gave her those drugs. I remember walking her around. She's all screwed up. She don't know what's going on. She's freaking out. I said, what'd you take, Alyssa? Hell, one night she got into my damn house, and her and her boyfriend did. I mean, I could give you endless stories. It's just, what difference does it make? You've already made up your mind. Because, wait a minute, Mr. Turney didn't cross his T on page 6, and he didn't dot an I over here. And that's inconsistency with the whole thing, so he must have done it. You guys are nuts. You're crazy. You weren't there. And I saw Alyssa every time.
Try to think of it from the perspective of other people, where you say dozens and dozens of people lied. But, how do you think that they all came together to conspire against you? Everyone, the judge, the prosecutor, Alyssa's friend, Alyssa's sister.
What does the judge have to do with this?
Mrs. Boardman, even. Do you think everyone came together to harm you?
I think people have a tendency whenever there's fresh meat and blood, just like the media did and ran stuff that they knew was a lie. Are they still showing that damn show on TV?
No, that's an old episode. No.
They're not showing it anymore, are they, after I wrote a 6-page letter to ABC? They had enough brains and got their people out with real investigators and went out and said, holy crap. The PPD lied to us, and we went out and said all this crap about this man?
He's referring to ABC's 2020 episode from 2009 about Alyssa. What he's implying is that they took the episode off air because they realized Phoenix PD lied to them and gave them the wrong facts, which isn't true, of course.
So look, did you ever see, what's her name, did you ever see a arrested for felony?
I'm talking about shoplifting?
He's picking on one of Alyssa's friends who spoke to ABC News. I guess that by saying that she shoplifted, he's trying to diminish her credibility.
Yeah. When you go into a store with a backpack with the intent to steal, that's not shoplifting, man. That's burglary. Used to be called second degree because it was during the daytime. That's the law. I don't want my daughter doing that. Either one of my daughters doing that. You understand that? Yeah, I was. Oh, yeah, they all seem to go to attorney. Crazy.
Sarah said she has done that too.
Well, Madam, if Sarah did it, she was the best little sneak I've ever seen in the world. She had no reason ever, because she always had money. I heard Sarah did, and I just looked. Oh, I'm sure. I mean, she wants to sell a book, ma'am. But the point of it is Sarah. So she liked to paint you to be an evil picture right now. She was a damn good kid, ma'am. She really was. When she got through her puberty, because the thing was involved in the list and stuff like that, there was a lot of problems. And it was more than likely me, because I just gave Sarah any damn thing she wanted, because I didn't want her to run away.
What happened?
Now, if you want to blame me for that, go ahead. That's got to be some kind of a felony, right? That means that I probably went out here and robbed banks 50 years ago because I spoiled and let my daughter do anything she wanted to do, including destroying my own moral concept of myself by letting her boyfriend move in with me and smoke marijuana in the house, which the cops found. Did they indict my daughter? Did they arrest her?
They were looking for something a lot more serious. I don't think they cared about some pot, you know. That's understandable.
You need to read some decisions called a good faith decision, ma'am. You don't see, you're saying all this stuff and you don't understand. You don't even know the concept of what was going on or what was set up. Oh, is the whole world out to get me? No. But did you do 10 years in prison for something you don't remember? I don't think so.
Mr. Attorney, I just want to change the subject here for a second. Did you have a falling out with David Garman, your nephew?
Yeah, I had to have him leave the house because he was driving my vehicle drunk all the time. He was sleeping around, and he got in some kind of conflict there with Sarah or Alyssa. I don't, whatever it was, some kind of a conflict. But he was drunk most of the time, and I had to ask him to leave, which broke my heart because, you know, my sister died, and I wanted to help if I could. I let him come and live with us for a period of time. But, yes, I had to literally have him leave, and my son and I had to pack his stuff up, and he wouldn't even come to the door of the place he moved to pick his stuff. I had to leave it on the doorstep, all which is embarrassing to me, but that's, yeah, we had a falling out. But it was not over anything to do with anything else other than the fact he was drunk.
But do you know what he said?
I saw an email he sent to Sarah saying that he couldn't believe this and this kind of stuff was going on. God only knows what he said now. He also hit Sarah up for running.
You know, when you hit everyone up in 2008, you know, after your arrest or right before your arrest, they spoke to him and he said something about a videotape. Did you know that?
About a videotape.
Yeah, he said that he saw a videotape in which Alyssa was naked, lying on the couch, and also another girl. And, that's it. Just two teenage girls lying on the couch naked with a paper over their face.
Really?
Yeah. He said he saw that tape while he was staying at your house, and he said that that was the reason why he left.
He didn't leave, ma'am. I told him that he had to ask him to leave. See, this is amazing. We come up with all this stuff. How about the time I had sex with chickens on Friday? You want to print that?
Well, but what do you
Are
think
you nuts?
What
oh, come on.
This?
What are you guys? This is why I don't want to talk to you, because you're full of shit. This is all bull crap that came after the fact. Jesus Christ. I had Mrs. Boardman interview Sarah and listen, ask questions specifically for that, because her my deceased wife's family was trying to plant shit in their heads. I told them, listen, here's the phone, Alyssa. Right here's the number. Right there. Call them if this is what you really think. But stop bullshitting around. I'm not going to do this for you and do that for you. You're not going to use that to get something that I think will harm you. No, you're not going to go shack up with this guy at 16 or 17 years old. Well, Mola, dude, I don't give a shit what your mother did. You people are just, I mean, you're grabbing this bullshit from people. Did you know that David Garman is known as a pathological liar? No, you don't know that because you don't live in the family.
He never did come back to the topic of the videotape.
My job as a reporter is to ask everyone involved their version of events. That is my job.
That's your job. And you're telling me all these things is coming back and forth. It suddenly comes out of the woodwork after it's national news. Yet none of this stuff was brought up when they all had the opportunities many, many times to go to the cops. I mean, come on.
There was, basically what you're saying is that there was a case of mass hysteria where everyone just kind of jumped at this opportunity.
Oh, you didn't see the full moon? I'm just telling you, you're asking me specific questions, and I'm telling you what that person is like, and you're turning around, and, you know, you're twisting this all around. Run back to your pod.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do, though.
I really wanted to take this to court because I'm sick to death of being told lies all the time. And people have said stuff. Did you even check to see the dates or times of when that the person was actually there when they made this statement? You'll find out that a lot of times they weren't there. They made it up. People lie all the time. The ones that don't, that's the ones that's always accused of lying. Never mind. This is not going anywhere. Sarah said a bunch of stuff to me, and I just looked at her, and I could see the hate and anger in her mind, and I told myself, my God, this is like the old 50s movies, the Body Snatchers. You fell asleep, and they took your body over.
She said that when you talked to her at the coffee shop, that you told her that you would tell her the truth on your deathbed.
I told my daughter, because I've been suicidal since 1993, ma'am. I've been under MD psychiatrist for all that period of time. Did you get the facts on that? Probably not. Who cares? The point of it is I told Sarah, what would it take to get you to stop being so angry? If I were to go confess this and make a deal, they'd put me to sleep and kill me within 10 days, would that stop your anger, Sarah? If we went to court and I was found not guilty, would that stop your anger? You're burning yourself up over something that's innuendos, lies, and bullcrap, because people love to hear these kind of stories. They eat it up. And now everybody wants to be a savior of Alyssa. If they thought so much, why didn't they help me hand out the flyers? I couldn't even get my own fare, didn't even want to do it. She was embarrassed. Oh, nobody has an answer for that, do they? Nobody has any answer whatsoever. Did the Finnish cops play any of the tapes that I made of them when I'm begging them? I mean, begging them. Please, you don't understand. This is more than just a runaway. I'm afraid, because of my stupidity of that damn Palovari nuclear power plant, that maybe this has come back to bite me really hard. Please, please help me. Same way with the National Center for Missing Exploited Children. Mr. Charlie, we can't do this for you right now because, sorry, maybe next time. Oh, yeah. Maybe next time the other one will run away. You people just amaze me. You know that? You must really love to read these fifth dime sex novels or something. I mean, you know, yeah, this is stupid. I mean, even somebody with a half-assed intelligence that saw what I was doing and what I did all along the way, you know, if I'd done this horrible thing, why in the hell do you rest that shit? For Christ's sake. Plastic pipe bombs. You know, the most embarrassing thing was when I had that dynamite in my house in 2003. And I felt so badly about it and had a conscience attack, I decided not to do it. So then I went out and made 26 plastic pipe bombs, which won't do much more than make a big damn loud noise.
What were you going to do with the dynamite?
I was going to blow those three buildings up, ma'am. I told that federal judge that. I told those stupid cops that. But I changed my mind. Chickened out, whatever you want to call it, in 2003.
So
the only thing I was going to do is I was going to go out in front of that union hall and I was going to set a damn fire and blow my brains out to bring national attention and then end my damn misery. Not because I did something to Alyssa. It's because I failed to find my daughter.
So you were thinking of killing people with dynamite?
No, blowing buildings up.
Well, there's people inside buildings.
Not at nighttime, ma'am. Not everybody lives in those buildings.
Okay.
Oh, Christ. You know, I mean, trying to rationalize, you don't even know. Do you know what those buildings are made of? You know how they're constructed?
Yeah.
No, you don't, do you?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking you.
You can't blow those kind of buildings up, ma'am. You can't do it with gunpowder. Those buildings are steel structured buildings.
So why try?
There you go. See, you don't even have the other half of the story. All you've got is the one of the conjecture ship.
You just told me that you wanted to pull
all
it up,
I can tell
that,
you,
but
if
that
you
it's
needed
not possible. So why were you trying if you knew that it wasn't possible?
Why was I trying what?
To blow it up, given that you know that it was not possible.
The dynamite would have done it, ma'am. I'll guarantee you would have done it. But the plastic pipe bombs wouldn't have done nothing. You're missing the point because you're zeroed in on one thing. You're going to be the reporter that gets me to sit down on my knees and beg God for mercy because I did some atrocious thing that I don't remember. Oh, come on, man. Are you nuts? You don't have the full, you don't even, my kids don't even know what was going on because I didn't tell them other than they wonder, why is Dad giving me these flashing things? And why is Dad, why did I get a cell phone for a listen stuff? Why is Dad overwatching the Jack in the Box? Because I'm afraid for my daughter's safety.
You say that I don't have the full picture, but I am talking to you to get the full picture.
And I just offered you some stuff and you say, well, so good to do with it. Oh, Christ.
Well, yes, because I don't see the connection.
I'm sure you don't see the connection because you've already got it figured out. You're an expert. You figured it
out
because you read a bunch of paperwork and listened to a drunk and listened to all this bullcrap life. Somehow you pieced together a picture that you've got exactly what went on, and you don't have a clue.
You are the key to the other side of the story, which is why I'm asking you. But every time I ask you, you say, you say that I don't know anything. Well, of course I don't, because you're not telling me.
Did you or did you not read what I told people?
Sorry,
the statements and all the other stuff. Did you read those?
Did I read what?
Did you read all the stuff and the statements I made in the Phoenix PD and what they said I allegedly said?
Yes.
What makes you think I know any more than that?
I don't know.
That's right. You're assuming. I'm just telling you, you know, I appreciate in one sense what you're doing as much as I appreciated for all the time, and that's why I gave the interview. Ma'am, I knew it was a damn dumb move to go ahead and do an interview while I'm defending for my life. I knew it was stupid to be my own attorney, but you weren't in the room with that idiot that they put in charge. You weren't there. You don't know what he said. I knew.
Well, so, I called you.
I'm not going to sit there and roll over on something I don't know anything about.
I called you to give you an opportunity to tell me whatever it is you wanted to say.
No, you called to see if you could find out that I was going to say something inconsistent with what was said on what you've already read about me. Just like
well,
I told the chief of police.
I have some questions about some inconsistency.
Yes, you have, because you're doubting very seriously that a teenage girl is going to do something different than what she was supposed to do from your perception. And you're not even close to the picture of what went on. And you're listening to my daughter. I can't believe that Sarah would say the kind of stuff that you're saying she said. So why aren't we, and I mean we, why isn't the state of Arizona, the federal government, and all these people raiding my house again and throwing me back in prison? Because why? Why aren't they, ma'am? What you're telling me right now, I'm the most heinous person on the planet, for God's sakes. I murdered, raped, looted, did the whole thing. It's because the evidence is not there. Can you understand that concept? If it had been there, what you're telling me right now, with all these people saying these things.
So what are you planning on doing now?
I'm sitting like most people, sitting back and waiting for a miracle. That something will break, something will come forth. You know how many times I've been arrested, ma'am?
Once.
Yeah, here you go. You know how many times my brother was arrested?
Your brother? No, I do not know.
Oh, you don't know that, do you?
Well, I can't know everything. There's no way I can know everything.
But you should know this because it would show you a conflict I had with the Phoenix PD. He shot
I cannot do background on everyone in your family and everyone you've worked with.
Well, I mean,
you've written to a congressman. There's no way. That would be a lifetime of work.
Well, he's gone because that's the only way you're going to get a full story. It's not what you think it is. Because what you've done is you focused on innuendos and lies. You talked to my nephew, who I had to have him leave my house because he was a drunk.
Finally, I was exhausted after talking to him for over an hour. And to be honest, I didn't even know what else to ask. The conversation was going in circles. When I asked a probing question, he'd laugh, change a subject, or accuse me of being incompetent. It just wasn't going anywhere.
Mr. Attorney, unfortunately, I need to go, but is it okay if I call you back with any follow-up questions?
No, because all I'm doing is getting upset because I'll be honest with you. I don't know how to really address this. I don't know what you guys are looking for. You've got everything. The Phoenix PD, I mean, they come up with everything on the textbook in the planet. You've got all these little people coming out of the woodwork like they usually do, and I've done investigations. When people came out like that, you didn't give them much credit, although you did check it out. Because you never know on an investigation, especially when there's a murder involved, if there is a murder.
Notice how he says, quote, especially when there's a murder involved, end quote. Then quickly corrects himself to, quote, if there is a murder, end quote.
Especially when there's a murder involved, if there is a murder.
Was this a Freudian slip?
I mean, you're sure the list was dead, right?
Probably.
There you go, see? You can read minds, too. I'm impressed with you.
You don't think so? I mean,
I don't know. I've told everybody that's in the beginning. Nobody else. Well, you think the worst. Yes, I thought the worst because it's my child. You're damn right I thought the worst. But Alyssa running away, do you think that's the first time she ran away? Jesus Christ, lady. You need to do a better investigation than that. Yes. Our neighbors all got together so many times, it was almost to the point of embarrassment.
So he says that Alyssa had run away in the past, but nobody can confirm this. Her friends and neighbors don't recall her having ran away, nor do they remember any neighbors getting together to find her. At most, they think that she might have gone to a friend's house for an afternoon, after a fight or something of that nature.
We all did that. When their kids came up missing and they were late, we all got together because it was a great community. But who was the one that we most of the time was looking for? When she'd get mad, she'd take off. What does that mean? Does that mean she did this deliberately? I don't have a clue.
Okay. Well,
I was not going to give in and let my daughter run out and shack up with some guy, get tattoos up her yin yang and do drugs till she turned 18 and walked out of my house with her damn diploma. You're not supposed to go out and shoot each other, beat each other up. You're supposed to go to a court if you cannot reach a working solution. That's the basis of, you got a criminal degree. You ought to know that.
I have a criminology degree. It's not a law degree. It's criminology.
Either way, it really doesn't make any difference.
Look, I really, really appreciate you taking the time to talk to me.
Well, you've gotten part of what you want. Unfortunately, I should have just said a damn thing because I sure hope I don't get banned from seeing my nephews because you misconstrued something we said.
I would not misconstrue anything you said.
Yeah, well, we'll see. Time always tells the truth. I've known that for ever since I was a child. And the truth will eventually come out. That's what I meant when I talked to my daughter. I said, most people, when they're dying breath, they tell the truth. That's what I meant. Being dramatic, or whatever you want to call it. Show up the last minute of my life and come and see if I'm going to confess to something I didn't do. I'm never going to do that again. I don't give a rat's ass. They put me in prison forever.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
But by the way, in positive note to close this, thank you for keeping light on my daughter, missing daughter.
Oh, you're welcome.
Even if it is negative towards me. Keep pushing at it. Maybe you'll get me indicted for being ugly after dark.
All right, Mr. Attorney, thank you so much. Have a great evening.
Not anymore. I have nightmares all night long. No, that's your fault. It's mine. I shouldn't have talked to you. I'll talk to you later. Talk to you again.
Okay, bye-bye.
I know that was hard to listen to, but there you have it. It seems to me that he was more on the defensive-offensive side rather than concerned about finding out what happened to Alyssa. I'll keep you updated when I have any news. Thanks for listening. Missing Alyssa is produced and hosted by me, Otavia Zappala. Audio editing and production help by Raz Yalov. Our original music was created by Michael Fornwalt. The artwork was done by Michelle Reyes.
This Mother's Day, treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their advanced eye care duo brightens and firms skin around your eyes, while the Golden Glow Body Trio nourishes and smooths skin all over. They both come in giftable boxes with savings up to $46 and free shipping for a limited time. Go to OSEAMalibu.com and use code MOM for 10% off your first order site-wide.